Hey everyone, come here. This is the king. We have all the newbies in, so I wanted to make sure that y'all got to see him. You'll have to wait. This is how. All right, so Chris doesn't do the Facebook Live. He doesn't even do the social medias. So he never knows what's going on. This is how we know that people are coming in.
What does that mean?
It means right now there's four, but it'll start populating because it'll start coming in their news feed.
I see.
So this should be riveting TV for the replayers. Do you want to say anything to them? And then you can run off? Here, wait a minute. You'll have to talk into my ear like you love me.
Welcome to the tribe. Happy New Year. And I'll be on the Help Scout if you need me.
They don't even know what Help Scout is. Come on. He was so worried about... let me crack a window. Hey, will you crack a window? It is hot in here. He was so worried. He was like, I haven't even had a shower today. And I was like, because of your luscious mane? And he said, no, I smell. And I said, well, what is this iPhone? Got some new feature I don't know about? So anyway. But yes, that's the king. So for those of you who are new to PNP, he mans all the technical things. So if anything's never... like not working at all, he fixes it. And between him and Sadie, they take care of all of our tech needs. So I thought we would just kind of burn a little time. If you're coming in on the replay later on in the Private Member Podcast, guys, then you might want to just fast forward about 3 minutes because we're going to just wait for people to come in. We have, it's New Year's Eve. First of all, I do want to say Happy New Year's to everyone. I totally just, like today, it just blanked on me that it was even New Year's Eve. We've just been working and doing our thing, and all of you newbies will get to know that the Crabtrees don't necessarily celebrate really hard on many holidays. We tend to celebrate a lot in the summer. Like, if there's a summer holiday, that's what we do. My birthday happens to be smack dab in the middle of it, so we celebrate the entire month of July. So that's how we roll around here. But we're staying in. We used to go to Vegas every year, and this year, the last few years, we've stayed home. And after you've done Vegas 10 years in a row, it's like, it gets to where it's a little boring, if you can believe it. So we now stay here, and we're just going to do Q&A tonight. Get all of you started off on the right foot. So if you have questions, now's the time to start populating everything in here. I'm going to do a few announcements that Miss Mary Jo supplied me. She's our community manager. And then we also have, I think, Kathy and Betsy are going to be inside the comments answering questions for you guys. So what do we have here? Successes for the week. We have Melanie Jones, who's 45 pounds down, and her success is, this is not the one. Hang on. This was last week. She said she put it in here. Where's Facebook Live notes? Oh, I see what she did. Okay. Sorry. Today is, we're all praying for Jen Saya, which I'm so glad I now know how to pronounce your name because she's come to camp and I was like, tell me how to say it. She said, just say Saya. So now I know. So if anybody sees Jen, S-A-I-A, it's Saya. Sending her love and prayers. Her husband, before you babies joined, Jen is, she's lost 90 pounds. She is a mentor at PNP. She's come to camps. She probably has about 20 girls in here she's recruited herself that she was just like, you need to be a tribe member. She's really good friends with the, who you all will get to know very soon, Heidi. Heidi is one of those people in our group is like, everybody's going to know Heidi at some point. She also posts delicious pictures of her man candy, Aquaman. And then, but her husband had a scare on Friday. He went into the hospital again and they thought he might have lung cancer. And that was what the message was that she had to deal with all weekend long until they could actually see someone today. So we've been praying for her. So we're still sending her love and prayers. He's not exactly out of the woods, but I think they got some promising news today, which is nice. From the weigh-in thread after Christmas, which is always a good weigh-in thread because it's I always love it because it always shows us that we have so many girls who will post and say, this is the first Christmas that I felt like I was in control of food. We had Donna Ord, Renee Morris, Carolee Monroe, Carissa Sullivan Williams. Oh my God, I've got to get this where I can see it. Hang on, let me move this over here. It's way too far for me. And so many others all lost weight over Christmas. Donna said it best about her weight loss. This is what makes this different. I planned my joy food, no drama, and then planned the next day for weight loss. 24-hour plans, water, and 2 to 2 are my weapon. Whoop, whoop. Elizabeth Miller, Amy Rhodes, Betsy Boris had gains and right away went to the fact that it was just data. They all have plans for this week that include the basics, recovery worksheets, which all my newbies, you're going to learn very soon what a recovery worksheet is, planning and TDLs and journals. Good work. Jennifer Shea posted that you joined after I said your name in the groupies, and that was your sign to join. Jennifer Shea is still getting shout outs even over here. So glad you got the sign. Now the work begins. There you go. And for all of our mentors, I just want to say that when we are doing, when we have openings, this, like, you know how, like they used to say, it takes a village. Well, it takes a tribe. We have so many women behind the scenes who don't even work for PNP, who are just, they just want it so bad for everyone. They have figured out that this is so life-changing that they will just help, like just at the drop of a hat. I mean, our mentors, they come to camp and they just bust their ass and stuff because they just love what we do. We have just so many women who are doing amazing things. And a lot of the mentors all have like little accountability groups they've collected over the years. Like Miss Judy has, Judith, if you're here, I'm not sure if you're here, you may be out, but she's got Judy's January Jewels or something like that. They're all coming to camp. She's got several groups that she works with, and she just loves PNP. Like, she's just die hard. So we just have so many. Paula, guys, for all you newbies, you need to get to know Paula. She is, Paula, I swear to just, God, you've got to post your headdress picture. If you don't, it will be the end of me. Paula is, and Kathleen, who may or may not be on this call. Kathleen used to be a coach here, but she's been with me forever. She's still a tribe member. But Paula and Kathleen, I think, are in Autumn. I'm trying to think of some of the girls that are been around since 2007 and 2008. We have quite a few that have been around for a long time. They know their way around the PNP. So, you guys, I'm just going to tell you, we're a big family here. Doesn't matter how big, you know, I always think of us as like a Catholic family, the bigger, the better, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger and better and better. And, it doesn't matter how many kids you have, every one of them feels special. So with that, let's get in to some questions. I was doing good this morning, then I ended up with a fuck it day pity party for one. I'm over it. Good. Because that's really what needs, Kathy, Terry is shipping all of our camp mentor shirts right now. Mentor, oh, sorry, I blanked out. I hit the wrong button. All of our mentors, they get camp shirts so that, I'm not wearing it. I was wearing it earlier today. So that y'all who do come to retreats, you know exactly who's going to help you. They're all wearing shirts now. Sandy, what I was going to tell you though is that, you know, you just need to move out of it. Once overeating has happened, we now, what you guys will learn soon is we now just have a factual circumstance. Everything else that happens after an overeat is going to be the most important thing you have to pay attention to is how are you going to choose to think about it? For all of my newbies, I need you to get trained on a couple of thoughts. One, your overeats are going to happen. Your habits do not break overnight. Just because you joined, you know, the moment you click pay, the work begins. You get a momentary like, woohoo, you know, it's all exciting. And then we just start working. And that part is where I want you to understand it's like, I know I'm going to have overeats. There's not a single person who has lost weight in this tribe that didn't have overeats. The big difference between people who reach goal and people who don't reach goal are the ones that keep creating small habits that get them to where they want to go. The small habits, the first one you've got to do is realizing how to keep going and move forward when it doesn't go as planned. All of the times that it doesn't go as planned, that is your key to start looking and solving the problem. Luckily, you're in here now. So when you get stuck on not knowing what to do, what I want you to do, you can post in here, you can take it to ask coaches, and you can ask questions like, I noticed I did this. I was thinking what when I ate? One of the big things that I want you guys to understand when it comes to the basics, when you have an overeat, a lot of times when I ask you what were you were thinking, I want to know two different thoughts. What were you thinking before you overate? And if you don't know, it's okay. We'll eventually figure it out by planning. Part of the process of the 24-hour plan is if you do it every single day, it allows you to start understanding what you think to get off the 24-hour plan. So if you don't know what it is at first, the purpose of doing it every day, even when you're not following it, is you can't untangle what gets you off plan if you don't have something that's like, it should be like a speed bump for your brain. And that's what we want to do. The other thing is I want to know what you were thinking after. There's two key thoughts. What was the thought that preceded an overeat? So we can understand what's getting in your way. What is the thought after your overeat? So we can make sure you don't keep getting in your way. Okay? What is a TDL? Jillian, that is going to be in module 4. It's a thought download. It's in your planner. Yes. The PMP planner is right here. I do use it. I was just writing in it about 45 minutes ago, as a matter of fact. For now, until you get to module 4, you do not need to worry about doing those. Unless you've been listening to the podcast, you've already been doing it. You don't stop doing things just because now you're here and it's in module 4. But when you get to module 4 in the No BS Success Path, it will break down what a TDL is, how to do it, and all that kind of good stuff. Hi, Ina. How do you find the right food to put on the 24-hour plan that's not too restrictive and not too loose? I'm afraid of putting too much bad food on, though it's closer to my normal, but I know that going too quickly will lead to later regains. So how do you know how big a level up is too big? It's always going to be based upon your consistency and how you feel. So the first thing I would do is if you're not sure, guys, err on the side of it being too loose. I know that goes like right in the face of everything you've been told when it comes to weight loss. But that is how I know it works. And so that is what I'm always going to teach you guys. There is plenty of runway ahead of you where you're going to get consistent and good at things, where you can challenge yourself. In the beginning, it's best to collect a lot of wins and feel really motivated and feel momentum so that you can tap into that energy and keep leveling up and moving forward. It's harder to just like take all the shit away before you have the mental skills and just deal with all your shit at once. Most of us will re-engage our old habit of overeating because we'll kick in failure, we'll kick in all this other stuff. So I teach it a little different than my mentor. I teach it a little different than other diets out there. That's fine. There's room for all of us, right? Here's the PMP way. You're going to start looser, okay? You're going to follow that plan. It's going to bring up the drama. It's too loose. I can't lose weight, blah, blah, blah. I still want you to follow the plan. And when that aggravates you enough, you'll want to level up. You'll also, for some of you, what you think is too loose absolutely isn't. It's fine. And you can lose weight doing that. So the big thing is in the beginning, err on the side of like super comfortable. I want you an 8 or better. Like, well, I could definitely do this. Do that for a week. Then I want you to weigh in and see what happens. Some of you will lose. Sometimes you don't lose the first week because you got really good at making plans and understanding where your base level is. Then that next week, what you do, you go to Ask Coaches, you post in our weigh-in thread, and then we come in and we help you challenge a level up. Your job that week will be to make sure you understand, I'm figuring out how to lose this for the rest of my life. Here's what I'm not doing. I'm not figuring out how to get this off really quick and then have to figure out how to keep it off for the rest of my life and then figure out how to get over my fear of being able to keep it off. I don't want you in that spin cycle. Let's see. I know this is from Kirsten. I know this is asked a lot, but I would love a concise list of signs that you've hit your plus two. I've heard the sigh, but sometimes I feel like I'm looking for the sigh so much that I make myself sigh on purpose. Kirsten, there is no precise one. That'd be like saying, all right, Corinne, here's what I want you to do. Can you give me like a photo PDF of every single fingerprint that's out there? That will help me understand, or that will make me comfortable in knowing there's humans. We're all different. What you can do though, in a question like this, is I would post this in the Facebook group and say, I'm a newbie, let's study satisfied signals. Tell me yours. And then you can read through there and then you will get like a lot of different signals that everybody experiences, because I'm gonna tell you, you're probably gonna get like 200 different ones. And that's just in the people that will read your thread. Literally, everybody's signals are different. What is, like, I don't even get hunger signals. A lot of people get hunger signals. Some people get lightheaded. I'd have to be like on Survivor Island to get lightheaded. So it's always going to be different. So I would ask and then let people do all that. Newbie here. What is the difference between the protocol and the 24-hour plan? Should I just be focusing on the 24-hour plan now since I'm just starting? The only difference between a protocol and a 24-hour plan, so the protocol is in your module 2 lessons. The 24-hour plan is what you're going to deliberately choose to eat each and every day. The protocol is where you create your own, let's say, overall meal plan. This is where it's like, all right, I know I want to put all these foods on my like list of choices. Like mine is real simple. All the dairy, all the meat, all the veggies, all the fats, all the fruits, all the vegetables, all the grains. Like the only thing that's really not on my daily protocol, I save wine for exceptions. I save like potato chips, things like that. Those things don't go on my daily protocol. Some of you may want to, like, now pop chips are on my normal protocol. If I want to plan to have pop chips every day, I will, but I wouldn't be throwing down kettle chips. Let's put it that way. I happen to love the pop chips, y'all. Y'all just have to know. But you want to make sure that your protocol fits where you're at now. This would also be a really good example of when you can take like that question and say, let's start a protocol thread. What, for the elders, what are some of your protocols and what do they look like? And that way you can see a wide variety of them. Everybody's protocols are gonna look different. They're just like the hunger signals. Guys, one of the hardest parts of being in the PNP tribe is everything is very custom. And you're the one who's making your custom plan. I am teaching you the framework to finally be the one person who can create your own weight loss program that will also be your lifelong program. And that's the difference. And a lot of you are so used to be like, I don't trust myself. And so it's going to bring up a lot of fear and doubt. The problem isn't that you need a plan. The problem is going to be we need to work on self-doubt, and we need to work on fear, and we need to work on our ability to trust ourselves. You get to where you trust yourself with your health and with your choices, you will lose every pound and you will never have to worry again. If I hand you all a plan, all I've done is I've taught you how to read a piece of paper and do what I say. So then you could never leave the tribe ever for your life because you didn't learn shit. Now, I would love for you to stay until you're 80. That'd be amazing. But my goal is not to get you tied to my tit. My goal is to get it to where you are your trusted advisor. You have your own back. You understand how to finally start doing things for you rather than against yourself. What about calories? How many should we have? Alicia, we don't do calories here. Ever, never, ever. No calories. Go to module 1. Nowhere in there will it say calories. You're going to have to break the ties of the calories. It is the same thing. You're never going to be, like, if calorie counting worked, Alicia, no one would be here. We'd all be thin. They just don't work. Not in the long run. Because when I give you a number range to eat in, that doesn't help you. on Thursday when you have to put your dog down. You won't care about the calories. You won't care what the math is. I'm going to teach you how to deal with your emotions around eating. I'm going to teach it to where you can actually mourn something and not feel like you have to eat because of it. All right? So, Alicia, you definitely need to go to module one of the No BS Success Path. You need to listen to those lessons once or twice before moving on to module two, okay? I struggle with thirst. Had a gastric sleeve. Speaking of, I'm thirsty myself. I had gastric sleeve 4 years ago, and it takes me all day to drink a 12-ounce protein shake. Is setting a goal of 16 ounces of water a day an okay starting point? Jennifer, because you've had gastric sleeve, I would start where you are. Whatever you're, like, make sure that you have checked with your doctors on what they're wanting you to do and how do you best get there. But yeah, you set your goal where you can get to. Lisa says, I feel like I should avoid the people, places, and things that I know will tempt me to go outside of my plan. I know that I need to hit those things head on. My fear creeps in. Yeah, Lisa, I want you to just tell yourself the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to be tempted and I'm going to be afraid of it. But what I don't want you doing is practicing that you can't handle that stuff. When we avoid all that, guys, you may have some temporary success, but what you haven't done is you haven't learned how to deal with temptation. You haven't learned how to deal with urges. You haven't caved to anything and then figured out how to recover from it. You haven't learned how to be capable. You've just learned how to avoid things that feel bad. You're trading. I want you guys to really think about this. When we overeat because we feel bad, what we're doing is we are trading. We're sitting there eating so we don't have to feel bad. When you do restriction, you're basically doing the same thing with just restriction. Our job is not to avoid feeling bad. Our job is to prove to ourselves that we can go in and have a lot of thoughts. Because here's the thing, you're going to go to a situation and you're going to be tempted. And what you're going to need to do is say, like, and the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to have a plan and I'm absolutely not going to want to follow it. Or you may want to, but you may be like, I really want to follow my plan, but I'm so consumed with the thoughts of what's going on around me. And just tell yourself, and that's okay. That's totally expected. Your brain is used to doing that because one, you're not eating as you always have done. And two, if you've ever gone into those situations and felt tempted and caved, then your brain is just doing what it did the last time. That's all it's doing. Your job is to just not do that this time. Now, before you go into these situations, guys, this is for all of you. What the couple things that I would do is I would make sure that you, like, post inside the tribe and say, here's the situation I have coming up. Here's my plan. And here's the drama I think that will happen. Here's what I think will go on. I will, you know, feel bad if I say no. I will this. I will that. And here's what I'm going to choose to think. And then check in. And there will be people, I swear to God, there will be people who will say, like, girl, let us know how it goes. Go to the bathroom if you need to and use your phone and reach out in this thread. And that's how you use the, like, leverage the power of the community. And you also think about what you want to do. You plan what you're going to do. You state publicly what you're going to do. You get there. And if you need help, you have help. I had all the snacks tonight. How do I get over it? You just tell yourself, that part's done. It's just done. You have two options. Beat yourself up or figure out what to do next time. What can I learn from this moment? The first lesson is that the longer the beatdown happens, the less I learn. All you're doing right now is learning how to beat yourself up. And the more you do that, the less likely you are going to want to plan. Guys, I'm going to tell you this, it's magic. When you beat yourself up over overeating, then when you, like, have weekends or vacations or special dinners and stuff, guess what gets thrown out the window first? Well, I'm for sure not going to do a 24-hour plan because if I break that, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to feel like shit. It's like, what if we got to the point to where we could always plan and just never feel like shit no matter what happened? You'd be more likely to be consistent with planning. And when you are consistent with planning, you are more likely you've given yourself 50-50 shot at doing it right. I will take 50-50 over zero every single day. No plan, no results. You have a plan, you've already increased yourself to 50% likelihood you'll hit it. And then we just work on the other 50%. But I'm going to tell you right now, the more you practice beating yourself up over making mistakes, the less attractive this guy gets. Because all your plan represents is, well, God, if that thing's not perfect, why would I do it? That's your fault. You have to take responsibility. I overate today. It's time for me now to strap on them big girl panties, clean, like wipe your face, and get to work on what do you need to learn. Lord, they're coming in. Betsy, slow it down just a little because I can't figure out where I'm at. I can't. Let me do this. Hey, Betsy, when I answer one, do a thumbs up, and that way I can see it and hear that that's been answered. It'll let me go right to the next one. This is the first time I'm starting to look at losing weight as eating things I like, but maybe making better choices. How do I stop myself from creating an ideal plan in my head because I'm used to dieting? So the best way to stop it is to create plans every day and then notice if you are creating too hard of plans. The only way that we know that the plan is where you are using old diet rules is if you feel like you're white knuckling yourself through it and then you're caving and overeating, then we need to back the plan up a little. Or two, you just don't stick to it at all. But if you're doing it and you're feeling pretty good, it's like, well, it's not exactly the most amazing things I've ever ate in my life, but I'm tired of eating amazing things. I'm ready to feel amazing. Then you're at that sweet spot of like, I'm ready to level up a little bit. And that's kind of how you know the difference. How do I convince my brain in the early morning to get my butt up and walk for 15 minutes? So here's the best strategy that I have for this. First and foremost, you need to form what we call a small mini habit. The first small mini habit is set an alarm and you actually get up, but you don't go walking yet. You just say like, all right, I have zero expectations of myself to start walking. So for a few days, you just get your body used to getting up and you get up. And then after a few days, what will happen when you get good, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's no hitting the snooze button and there's no staying in bed. But that's why we start with not doing anything first. We want to make sure we just start with you getting up. And then after a few days, it's kind of like, well, I'm already up. Might as well do a little something. And then you just start with a little something. And then you slowly increase it. Next thing you know, you're going to be walking for 15 minutes and it's not going to be hard to do. How do you deal with anxiety related to weight loss? Realizing people may acknowledge you then, or relationships changing, so then you get stuck on where I'm at. Not really sure. How do you deal with anxiety related to weight loss? The biggest thing, why don't you take this one to ask coaches and flesh it out a little bit more? What I need to know on this one, I want you to tell them why what other people say are causing you to feel anxious. Like, what is it that you're thinking? Take that to ask coaches. That would be a really good question for them to be able to flesh out for you. Or you can post in here. But the biggest thing that we need to know is I don't want you to just deal with anxiety. I want you to deal with why you're causing yourself anxiety. So what we have to know is, like, you're basically having weight loss. Like, it's first your imagination of what weight loss will be. Like, let's say you have your 170-pound self. You're looking at her. And if you're feeling anxiety, then it's because you're thinking things. Like, people are going to notice me. Then you need to say, okay, so why does that bother me? Why does it bother me that people notice me? Because I think they think, or when they think these things, when I think they think these things, I make it mean. Answer those questions and take that over to Ask Coaches. You can also, Kathy was putting in here, you can take it to our Ask Coaches. We have office hours. I'm sorry. You can take it to office hours. We have them on Saturdays and Tuesdays this month. If you go to pmptribe.com, there's a whole training calendar. It's going to show you when all the calls for the month are. And look for one of the office hours. You can just show up, raise your hand, and you can be live coached on it. But if you don't want to do that, you can always post it and Ask Coaches. I've been making my 24-hour plan. Y'all, I'm going to have to sit down. I'm sorry. I'm getting dizzy. I'm not sure what's wrong. Let me move this phone. I think it's just because it's so damn hot in here. By the way, I just want to show y'all. Business up top, and I'm like a party down bottom. I'm wearing my sweatpants, but I seriously couldn't be dressed any fucking warmer than I am today. And I've got lights on in here. It's just terrible. I got to lower this up because I got to get it to where... All right. Ooh, it's hot. I should have told Chris to turn the air conditioning on. Let's do this. And the reason I was standing is because my phone wasn't charged, but hopefully it's good now. Okay, so next. I've been making my 24-hour plan. I get their realistic plan. I get the realistic plan part. I know I'm not ready to give up dessert, but I can't seem to put dessert on my plan even though I know I'm going to eat it. How do I get over this? Isn't enough that it's okay to eat dessert, but that feels wrong. You're just gonna have to be like, it's gonna have to feel wrong. You're eating it anyway. You already feel like it's wrong, but right now what you're doing is you're practicing doing wrong things rather than practicing what's on the plan and suffering the discomfort of it feeling wrong while it's on the plan. Right now you're suffering the discomfort of shame after the fact. So don't allow yourself to practice breaking your plans. Allow yourself to practice following the plan and then challenging yourself to level up, because eating dessert when it's on the plan does not feel fun at all. That is the point. We want dessert on the plan because if you know you can't lose weight eating dessert every single day, but you're eating dessert every single day behind your own back, now we want to eat it full frontal. You want to be eating the dessert while your brain is like, oh my God, you cannot lose weight doing this, blah, 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 blah. It should feel bad. You're just hearing what's actually going on while you're eating it behind your back now. That's why it feels like shit. On a subconscious level, you know that this is not going to help you lose weight. So rather than white knuckling, what I want you to do is I want you to like really own that eating dessert is not fun and not a have to. That's how you do it. Do you ever allow for substitutions on the 24-hour plan? Like you've planned for a salad, but for some reason something has changed in your day and you had a sandwich. Is this considered not following your plan? So Jennifer, this is a great question. Sometimes I change my plan. Like if I, like one day, I don't remember, it was here recently, I had planned to have food at my house and I ended up being at Panera all day long. I think Logan was getting out of school and I ended up having to pick him up and I wasn't the one that was supposed to pick him up and all this other stuff. So I ate at Panera. It was not the planned dinner that I had. What I do is I always call that an off-plan eat. And what I do is I track how well I handled an off-plan eat. And that's good data to have. Just because it was off-plan and you substituted doesn't mean that you shit on it. So you want to track both. Like you want to be tracking when you do shit on your plan and change things. And you also want to track when you have to make a change and you do well. And I consider it, I always tell myself, yay me, I ate off plan and I did it like a boss. Do you have any podcasts or lessons on healthy overeaters? I get that overeating is overeating, but listening to you makes me realize that I'm an emotional eater because I rarely eat junk food, never eat fast food, and love to cook healthy meals. It's the same. There's no justifying it. This is the problem with a lot of people. They overeat. Like if you're eating and your body doesn't need it, it doesn't matter. If it's a bucket of broccoli, you're overeating for an emotional reason. You don't get a special card or a pass or like not as hard to talk or whatever whatever people want just because it's broccoli. You want to clean up the emotions and you never want to justify eating at all. We always want to be eating to be our best self. What's going to make me live longer? What's going to make me feel good? What's going to keep me around forever? Even eating too much broccoli, if you ate,
40 pounds of broccoli a day and all the avocados and stuff and ended up gaining 100 pounds, you wouldn't be any better off than somebody who just ate a Whopper each day. You just do it with a, like probably an exploding colon. I couldn't even imagine eating that much broccoli and avocado. That would be amazing. Let's see. How do I stop the fuck it moment from turning into a fuck it night? It's the shame. I'm going to tell you guys, if you'll listen to some of the binge calls, we've talked about this a lot. When we say fuck it in the moment, the reason why we keep on eating is because if you are in the habit of beating yourself up over overeating, then you will keep overeating to like stave off the beatdown. And a lot of you, what you do is you will overeat all night so you can go to bed and wake up in the morning clean slate and motivated. And then you overeat for relief, and then you numb out until it's time to go to bed so that you can get that rush of today's the day. Forget yesterday, starting all over. And you get into this cycle, and all you've done is to teach yourself how to have dramatic highs. And that's what happens. So when you want to break the cycle of fuck it eating, the very first step has to be like, the moment I catch myself overeating, there's no more beating myself up over it. Because if you don't have a beatdown coming, it's a lot easier to say, I'm just going to stop this right now. This makes no sense. This has nothing to do with my goals. That is usually how it happens. Now, guys, it takes a while to break that habit. You're not going to hear the Facebook Live on day one and be like, all problems solved. You're going to have those happen. Part of the beat, slowing the beatdown process, is going to be you being willing to understand they're still going to keep happening after you've heard all the wisdom pour out of my mouth like gold and be like, oh, this is that time she was telling me about. Now I'm catching myself 3 hours into fuck it mentality and stuff. Now's the time to stop. We have a saying here at PNP, your overeat gets to stop whenever you want. It can stop on bite one or day five. There's a million opportunities in between. Just pick, when do you want it to stop? Because it's always going to stop at some point. It's either going to stop before you go, like when you go to bed, or it can stop 20 minutes before you go to bed. It can stop on the dead last, before you eat the last M&M out of the 1 pound bag, throw that one away. Trust me, you practice enough drama stopping no matter where you stop. What if I have a plan, but I'm still hungry? I know I eat, but I feel guilty. Then you eat and you feel guilty and you figure out why you're choosing to feel guilty. Guilty is a feeling. And what we want to do is we want to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm thinking that's causing me to feel guilty right now? What I would do, Megan, is I would make sure that if you have a plan and you're still hungry, start looking at quality of food. Make sure that you've got good, healthy fats in there. This is something you can post in the Facebook group. You can post like, here's what I ate today. I was still so hungry. What do y'all think about my food? Trust me, we have got food crazies in here. People who really understand nutrition, really understand food and how to get a lot of longevity out of it and stuff. I would also just make sure that you're eating actually to a two and that you're not eating to a zero. For all my newbies, and for a lot of my elders, this is very common in the beginning, is you'll eat a little something and your hunger will leave you and you'll think you're satisfied. If you're not being able to like stay satisfied for about 3 to 4 hours, you're likely eating just to knock your hunger off. So you may want to like say, okay, tomorrow's plan, I want to plan more. Just want to plan some more food. Because here's the thing, you can always increase it and you can always decrease it. Every day can be a new plan based upon the data collected from yesterday or the last week. This is all a big experimentation. And then you start getting into a role of figuring out. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks of doing consistent planning and listening and doing things. And then you're like, man, I kind of really understand this. You start getting into a groove with yourself. The whole process, you'll be losing weight and you'll be learning a lot. You'll learn so much more in a month if you will dedicate yourself to 30 days of no bullshit and just doing this plan. Like just saying, like, I'm just going to make a plan every day. I'm going to do these basics. Even when all my old shitty thinking comes up, even when I feel guilty, all guilty and confused and overwhelmed and all that stuff, that is your brain saying, oh my gosh, we must be on a diet. I want you guys to think about this. We form habits around everything we do. Most of you quit your last diet because you felt overwhelmed, confused, you were afraid, or you felt like a failure. You felt these things. Guess what? Your brain gets used to tying those feelings to a diet. Hello? So it's going to gin those up this time. Trust me, just because you're here doesn't mean your brain's not going to be like, oh my gosh, we're on another diet. Trying to feel like shit. It's just going to happen. I just want you to not be worried when it happens. I want you to be like, they told me this was the part. This was the part. This is part of it. And they're going to help me figure all this out. I like choices and variety. Can I give myself options on the 24-hour plan? Say for breakfast, I'll have oatmeal or an omelet as long as I choose one or the other that's on the plan. Absolutely. Can your husband start a men's tribe? Oh my God, y'all would not want my husband to start a men's tribe. So Chris doesn't do, he doesn't do 2-2. He doesn't make a 24-hour plan. He doesn't cuss. He is for fuck sure not sassy like I am. You can ask Kathy. We are pretty much polar opposites. So like if Chris's tribe would be sitting around drinking beer and discussing probably history, space, programming, or European dance music, like house music. He's an odd feller. Can you please talk about white knuckling? I've watched videos. I just need help understanding it more. White knuckling is where you're arguing with what you're doing. That is the best way that I've been able to explain it. When you are, let's say, having an urge and you want to eat something, right? White knuckling is where you're having a fit in your brain about it. Like, I don't want to think this. I wish this would go away. One of the biggest keys is I just wish that I didn't have to think about this. I'm so afraid I'm going to cave if I keep thinking this. That's white knuckling. Discomfort is saying, like, this feels antsy. This feel like I can tell I want it. I'm okay with sitting here and wanting it. And I'm probably going to have a lot of arguments in my head. It's almost like where if you had two kids fighting and you're the third kid, like white knuckling is you're in the fight with them and you're wearing yourself out and you're just like wrestling around. Discomfort is watching them fight and not liking it and feeling uncomfortable, but you're not getting wore out by it. You're like sitting on the sidelines. The two kids in the middle, that's your urges and all this other stuff. So what you want to do is you kind of want to watch all that happen and just understand, like, this is how I always get through my urges, guys. And let me just say, I don't always get through them. I say that as if like, oh my gosh, I never have an urge. But what I do is I will sit there and say like, okay, I know you want it. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to sit here and you're going to want it. And it's probably going to take about a good 20 minutes of thinking about Pop Chips or thinking about a Halo Top or whatever's not on my plan that I'm like sitting there going, psh, I wish I had a fucking plan that this morning. And I didn't. And say like, all right, just let it pass. And if it feels uncomfortable, it's okay, but we're not gonna give into it. And then you just kind of let it kind of keep coming up and just saying, yeah, the worst that you're gonna feel is what you're feeling right now. And when it's over, it's over. Somebody put in Cheetos. Amen to Cheetos. Logan loves Cheetos. And he is such a little slob. Whenever he eats Cheetos, I mean, he turns into Chester Cheeto. He's like bright orange. He'll come, like he has Cheetos at school almost every day for his snack. At his school supplies all their food for them, like lunch and everything. So he almost always eats Cheetos. But I can always tell a day where they've given him a popsicle or they've given him Cheetos. Because Logan comes and it's like he's wearing mama's lip gloss or lipstick. It's just all over the place. Well, hang on one second. I need to check one thing, guys. Okay. Coaches, don't let me miss it. I got 10 more minutes, okay? I noticed that I tend to underplan, meaning I haven't planned enough food to keep me satisfied and get hungry, yet then eat off plan. I don't want to buffer food in there. What to do? What I would do is I would get really comfortable with planning more. It's not going to feel good at first. Your brain is probably trying to hold on to old diet rules. Guys, the best way to retire old diet rules is to just do something different and prove to your brain that you don't need those anymore. That's really the best. We call it acting as if. You're going to act as if those rules didn't exist. So you're going to do things as if you believe in the new stuff while your brain sits there and says, no. No, this is wrong. You'll never lose weight. It's going to gin up all your fear, and it wants to drive you to fear so that it can get you to act in your old way. And what we want to do is we're going to be like, we can be afraid, but we're going to act in the new way until you start feeling very comfortable that the new way works. I need ideas to get my water in. It's such a struggle. Jill, why don't you ask that in the Facebook group? That's a really good question to ask in the Facebook group because everybody will have tons and tons of ideas on how to get your water in. I just keep a bottle like this on my desk at all times. That's my best idea. Mine's terrible. So, you know, well, it's not terrible, but it's not sexy. It's not fancy. I just keep it. And if it's handy, I'm drinking it. If it's not, guess what? I don't feel motivated to go get it. What if you are following your hunger scale and end up being more hungry than you planned? Is it okay to have something to eat if it's a good choice like an apple? I think it's fine if you're following your hunger scale. Add it in, but make sure that you call it an off-plan eat and that you note why, what you thought about it, why you weren't willing to be hungry today. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just want you to note all these things. It's really important you just write this stuff down. Like, you know, I thought I'd be afraid that I'd be too hungry all day. I didn't even want to see what it would be like to see if the hunger would come back. But adding something's not a bad thing, guys. I just want you to understand exactly why you do it so that moving forward, you have that data for yourself. Somebody said, do most people do their 24-hour planning in the morning or night? It doesn't matter. Like, I do mine in the mornings. And then I recap the next morning. Today I did, and you'll notice in the back of your planners, guys, that there is a thought download and model sheet that you will learn in module 4. Like, I did those this afternoon. I didn't have time to get them done this morning, so I did them this afternoon. I cleaned my brain out this afternoon. All right, let's see. For all of you that just got started, guys, we're so glad you're here. Seriously. We have been looking forward to you. We have been, y'all don't know, but I redesigned the whole website just to make sure that it was beautiful and tidy. It was almost like I called in the painters and I had the floor sanded and restained all for you. Ask the tribe. It was like, oh my gosh, she remodeled for everyone. And so everybody's benefiting. How does the 24-hour plan coincide with weekly food prep? Are you technically doing a week's worth of 24-hour plans, or do you still solidify your 24-hour plan each morning? I do my 24-hour plan every morning. And then there's a weekly plan that you'll do in your planner, guys. You'll learn all about this in, I believe it's module 2. But the way I do it is my weekly plan is a rough outline of here are the meals I'm going to eat and stuff, right? And then each day, I reinforce these are the things I'm going to eat today based upon what I food prep. Not everybody's going to be a food prepper. Some of you are just going to make 24-hour plans and you may never do a weekly plan ever. Or your weekly plan may only include like the stuff from like when you're going to eat out, you know, the times when you're not going to be at home. So it doesn't matter. But your 24-hour plan is what directs your brain to today. Here is the things we are doing, and here are the things we are eating, okay? The Zoom app, yeah, guys, you can just download it from the App Store. It's free, all right? I've done orientation. What's next? No BS. At the very end of your orientation modules, guys, it says, now you can start your no BS success path. You're going to go to the success path, and you're going to do module 1. It's also in your 2 welcome emails. Make sure you've gotten 2 welcome emails. I changed the subject line today of one. It's like, here's welcome email. They both said welcome to tribe, But there's one called Welcome Email. Now it's called The Second Email. The reason why we send you two that are almost identical, there's a little difference in the second one, but it's not a game breaker. The biggest reason we do that is because once you get your second one, that is where email from us will always come from this moment on. That first email, that's the last time you'll get email from there. Everything else will always come from the other one. So we want to make sure that you've gone to your inbox and that you have made sure you're getting emails from us. Today is Monday. The next email that you can expect from us, if you are a newbie, you will get one on Saturday. Only newbies will get one. It will introduce you to module one. It will, then you'll get another one the next Saturday. It will introduce you to module two. Then you'll also get one on Sunday. Your Sunday email is the one you will get for eternity here at PNP. It's called the Massive Action Line. Everybody gets it. It's a recap of the week and a preview of the upcoming week so that you know, here's what we're working on in weight loss. Here's the conversations that were amazing. Here's the people we're celebrating. Here's the replays. So we give you as much clarification as we can on exactly what to do. All right? Okay, guys. That's it. That was a fast hour. Well, it's almost an hour, but we will be back. Let's look at the calendar together on this call so that everybody knows. Tomorrow is Happy New Year's. At 6 p.m., you can come to Zoom and you can have live coaching. So the process is Kathy will be on. If you want to get coached, you will raise your hand. She'll explain everything in the call. And all you'll do is you'll wait and you'll get called on, and then you can watch coaching also. You don't have to ever get coached on it. You can just watch coaching if you want. That call plus this one will always be archived, and it will go into your private member podcast. So please make sure you've downloaded that so that you can listen on your phone and on the go anytime you want. It's the best way to get through the material, guys. A lot of you, like, just ask our girls. They're like, you know why I'm losing weight? I keep this shit on replay all the time. I never run out of stuff to listen to because we put out a lot of fresh stuff for you so that you're hearing the same messages all the time. And then, so we'll get all of that archived. There's never going to be a live. There's never going to be a Zoom call that we're like, no, we're not putting that in there. We put it all in there for you. And then you pick and choose what you want to listen to. If you go to pnptribe.com and you look at the video replays section, the video replays is categorized by topic. So if you're like, I really don't understand this 24-hour plan, if you click on 24-hour plan, it will give you all kinds of videos to watch and listen to all about the 24-hour plan. If you go, if you like, let's say that you're binging. We have a lot of people who binge eat in PNP. That's why they come here. If you want to listen to some calls on being coached on binge eating, we have a whole category of just binge eating. We have one on just overeating, all kinds of good stuff. Holly says, I've downloaded hours of podcasts to listen to while I'm cycling. Exactly. That's what most people do, is they just listen during their downtime. And I think that's every, oh, so that's tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, there's a call with me at noon, a Zoom coaching. That's where people have volunteered to be coached. So those, I will call on them. They'll raise their hand and then I will coach them. And there's another Q&A at 9 a.m. on Thursday for you guys. So that one will be, what am I willing to let go of to prepare for 2019? That one has a topic. So I'll be talking about that and then answering your stuff. How do I get these days, times, and places straight? Yes, Yvonne, if you go to pnptribe.com, there's a calendar on the very front page. So when you log in, scroll down, the whole training calendar for the month is right there. And you can even subscribe to that calendar and it will populate your own calendar on your apps, on your phones, on your desktops, wherever you want to be. But all of the stuff is right there. There's another, there, like the same calendar's in a couple of different places inside of the tribe. But if you go to pnptribe.com, your main page, guys, not only does it have the calendar, but if you keep scrolling down, it'll have the most recent replays. It'll also have the most recent newsletters. So you have, it's almost like the bulletin board. It just tells you what all's happening. It's right there. So, you know, for you guys that are new, play around with the website. You'll find a lot of good information there. Okay? All right. Y'all have a good one. I have to pee. And then this necklace came from White House Black Market for the person who said, I love it. They have really good jewelry, by the way. So, all right, I've got to go potty. You guys have a great night, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.